a group of Google workers and Palestinian rights activists stood outside the tech giant's San Francisco office to demand Google stop its work on Project Nimbus. The company has a cloud computing and artificial intelligence contract with the Israeli government and military, which Google workers say they are allowed to know little about. Google workers worry that their efforts will inadvertently strengthen the ongoing Israeli military occupation of Palestine. The demonstration took place one day after Ariel Koren, an anti-Zionist Jewish worker and member of the Alphabet Workers Union, was pressured into resigning. Koren has been working at Google for 7 years. She says that hers is not an isolated case of reprisal by Google against employees who speak out in support of Palestine. Koren sent an open letter to her colleagues telling them about the retaliation she's faced from Google management.
I was on disability leave when I spoke out. I returned from disability leave, and the second day back at the office after disability leave, my manager told me that while I was on leave, Google had made the decision to relocate my role effective immediately, and that I would have 17 business days to confirm the move or else I would lose my role. And, you know, essentially I would either have to find a new role within the company or I'd be fired.
Koren, who has outspokenly criticized Google's work on Project Nimbus, says that Google presented her with an ultimatum immediately following her criticism of the contract: to move overseas to work at Google's office in Sao Paulo, Brazil, or leave the company. She said that after exhausting all possible internal avenues for negotiation, she saw no other option than to resign on Tuesday, August 30th. Google spokeswoman Shannon Newberry denied retaliation, saying Google has a very clear policy against it. In a statement to the New York Times, Newberry said that the company was proud that it was selected by the Israeli government to provide public cloud services to help digitally transform the country. She added that the project is intended to facilitate everyday workloads such as finance, healthcare, transportation, and education, not to deal with highly sensitive or classified workloads. Project Nimbus is a $1.2 billion contract between Google and the Israeli government and military. The contract was announced by the Israeli Finance Ministry in April 2021 for a cloud computing system jointly built by Google and Amazon. The Intercept has reported that internal Google documents show that Project Nimbus would grant the Israeli government and military access to, quote, facial detection, automated image categorization, object tracking, and even sentiment analysis that claims to assess the emotional content of pictures, speech, and writing, end quote. This means workers and the company will have little meaningful oversight over the technology they create. Koren's resignation letter cited the anonymous stories of more than a dozen other Google workers about anti-Palestinian bias at the company. Ray Westrick, Google worker and Alphabet Workers Union member, read some of these testimonies.
An anonymous Palestinian Google worker said, "Working at Google was always my dream job until I learned about Project Nimbus. I feel like I'm making my living off the oppression of my family back home. If Google truly believes in avoiding unjust impacts through the use of their AI, then why are they choosing to profit from a $1 billion contract with a government and military which consistently violates international law?" Another anonymous Palestinian Googler said, "Google's Project Nimbus will be a big, ugly moment in Google's history and a shameful and embarrassing engagement. Project Nimbus will demoralize and agonize the many Googlers who truly believe and stand for Google's mission and values."
Google's own principles on artificial intelligence state that Google will not, quote-unquote, design or deploy artificial intelligence technologies that are likely to cause harm, violate international norms against surveillance, or violate international law or human rights. Citing the Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International documentation of human rights abuses and violations of international law committed by the Israeli government and military against Palestinians, more than 1,000 workers at both Google and Amazon are calling on their companies to stop working on Project Nimbus. Workers describe the contract as, quote, part of a disturbing pattern of militarization, lack of transparency, and avoidance of oversight, end quote. Liz Jackson, a Jewish lawyer working for the Palestine Legal Center, who represents Koren, spoke about the impact Google workers and Palestinian activists and supporters hoped their demonstration would have.
We hope that by shining the light on this kind of unlawful retaliation and worker censorship, that means that Google will hesitate to do it again. But I think what we heard today is that there's a culture of censorship and silence and fear inside the organization, where anybody who expresses empathy for Palestinians are called into HR to explain themselves. There's constant false accusations of anti-Semitism happening inside the company.
A national day of action is being organized by tech workers at Google and Amazon, community organizations, and Palestinian rights activists for next Monday, September 8th. In San Francisco, it will take place at 12:30 p.m. at the Embarcadero Plaza. This is Ana Lucía Herralda for KPFA.